It is good to be a part of the family of God. And know that it's a family that's going to be family forever. Not just this world, but the world to come in eternity because of Jesus. So glad that you're here. Pray that God's blessings upon you as we spend some time worshiping together, as we spend some time looking into God's Word. May we pray. Father, as we come into your presence, thank you that you are here with us today. I pray, dear Father, that the Holy Spirit might guide all that's done and said. Father, I pray that you might bind us together as a family. That we might be reminded that we have brothers and sisters around the world. Some we don't know, many we don't know, but we're all part of the family because of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that Jesus so loved the world that he gave his life, that we might be forgiven of our sin and we might have eternal life. Lord, you know the needs of each person that's here. And I pray, Father, that the Spirit of God would touch every heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, good morning again. How are you all doing? Everybody doing fine? Looking good? Looking good. Good to have you in the house of the Lord this morning. Now, I want to say something about last week, if I could, about you and you all who cook. That food was absolutely marvelous. And you know, I went down there, and the first thing I noticed was enough food on that table to feed three groups our size. And you all just came to the scene and did it, and we thank you for it. Not only did you do it, you did it well, and we thank you. So let's do this. Let's sing a song. Let's sing a song this morning that I love to sing. It says, "Brethren, we have met to worship. I hope you're here to worship the Lord." As we stand, please.
in that song right there. Just pray for prayer, please. Prayer.
Be seated. Brenda, hang on. We're going to do the birthdays now, which I should have done earlier. As we always do and almost forgot today to do, we want to recognize the birthdays and anniversaries for the month of September. And so we want to do that now, if I could. The birthdays for the month of September: Diane Smith, September 1. Bobby Williams, a happy belated birthday, Bobby. So we'll do better next year. Ryder Elder, where are you, Ryder? Are you here, Ryder? Okay, September the 4th. Karen Linker, September the 6th. Christopher Barbie, September the 11th. Christopher. Tonda Hamilton, September the 12th. Way to go, Tonda. Ruth Eford, September the 13th. And Ruth told me this morning that it's okay. I hope it's okay for me to do this, Ruth, but you're 80 years old, right? Whoopee! I'm right behind you. So is Janice, and she really is behind you. David Talley, September the 14th. Carson Barbie, September the 23rd. Hudson Snyder. Where are you, Hudson? There you go. That's my man. That's Hudson, September the 28th. You got a ways to go yet. And then Aaron Triplett. We go Aaron, September the 30th. Now, did I miss anyone at all? All right, Brenda. Somebody give me a key. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And anniversaries for the month of September, Lionel and Tamara Hahn. Lionel, how many years we got, son?
All
of them. Okay, got it.
He gets 33.
33. Oh, Lionel. That's wonderful. All right, let's continue on with some announcement. I want you to, this is the new deacons list that just came out, and we have a new deacon. We've changed our list around a little bit, and so please get you one before you leave. That way you'll know who your deacon is. You'll know who your deacon is anyway, because he's going to call you and say, this is your deacon calling, and you'll know who it is. So please be sure to pick up one and do that. So All right, for announcements also, for today, youth and children will meet at 5, adult prayer time at 5, and adult church training at 5:30. So be here in your places for that now. Wednesday, your Bible study. We continue on with your Bible study. We hope our praise team, we're down for rehearsal, so we'll get that done as well. So then after that, we want to take a look at NC Homes Missions of Offering in September. This is the month of September for primary emphasis for the North Carolina Missions Offering. So we do a great job every year on that. So keep that in your mind as we go through the month of September. Have I missed any announcements?
Senator,
yes.
I need the Baptist men for about 2 minutes up front. I know we've got council meeting. I won't take for just a minute or two.
Okay. Can I do it now? Yeah. You want to do it? Okay. I was just trying to check in here with my boss. Yeah, okay, we'll have council today. We'll have council, but go ahead and have your meeting. Time, Brenda gets down there and all of that.
It'll be.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Council meeting today then as well. Okay. All right, we'll get there. That's fine. Anything else? Anywhere? Yes. Yeah, I should have done that as well. That's a good idea. Absolutely. And they do make it happen, without a doubt. Everything but Krispy Kreme donuts, and I didn't see one. I'm teasing. It was a wonderful meal. And anybody that went away hungry, boy, that was their fault, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's go to our prayer requests for today. I have a couple that has been given to me this morning early. We have a praise report for Harry Stogner. We've been praying for Harry for a long, long time with cancer. Harry's been dealing with that, he and God. And Harry has had a good report of cancer, and it's not reoccurring. And so we're just praising the Lord for Harry being, I believe, revan cancer-free for now and as he goes forward. And nothing to worry about for a while. Okay, well, all right. Then we asked a prayer for Jim's cousin, Fred Becker, who has a problem with his lungs. Let's remember the Charlie Kirk family. I mean, that's something that you may have never heard this man before, but I want to tell you, this man was reaching the youth of our country, and the youth of our country were listening, and they were listening to him carefully. Let's remember him and his program that he had already started. Let's do that. And then let's remember Carol Kelly. Carol Kelly is recuperating and getting better, but she still has some way to go. So let's remember Carol Kelly. Anyone else for this morning? Yes.
I added Sarah and Donnie. I've got Bob on here to be louder. Sarah and Donnie Louder. Many of you may know her from going to high school with her. Her name was Sarah Balcom, and a lot of the rest of us had her as an English teacher. Donnie suffered a serious, serious stroke yesterday morning, and is still having trouble recalling dates and people and those kind of things. And if you'll just pray for him and her at this stage, just for God's will in this situation, she's distraught and he's struggling. So.
Certainly will. That's Sarah and Donnie.
Louder.
Louder. Louder. Okay. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Robert.
This Monroe caller we've had on the prayer list, they call it Hospice Inn for you.
Who is it, Robert?
Monroe caller, a friend of mine.
Yeah.
They call it Hospice Inn for you. And we just going to pray that he not have to suffer and go through a lot of pain.
Okay.
And just know he's not going to be healed.
Yeah. Okay. In that case like that, sometimes we pray for the family as much as anybody, right? Yeah. Anyone else? Then let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful for an opportunity to call upon your name. Lord, we call upon your name because we know, Lord, you're listening. We know, Lord, you're able. We know, Lord, that you're an awesome God. So now, Lord, as we come before you today, Lord, in thankful hearts, we want to be thankful first. Before we ask you for anything, we want to be thankful. And we are indeed that. We are thankful people. But Lord, there are those among us and those that we know that desire and need healing for their bodies. So we pray, and we're glad to be able to say that Harry Stogner has received good news, but Lord, we know that it's still a diligent thing that he has to work with. So we pray for Harry Stogner, and we praise, Lord, for the praise report. We ask your blessing upon Jim's cousin, Fred Becker, for the lung situation that he's going through where he needs a lung transplant. The Charlie Kirk family, Lord, the great work that he had started, Lord, and the senseless killing that happened of him. We pray, Lord, for his wife and family. And Lord, we pray for the movement that he had started. Lord, we pray for Carol Kelly. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to make her strong, and we lift her up to you today. Sarah and Donnie Louder, Lord, with the stroke and for Donnie, we lift him up to you, Lord, and pray for him. We pray for Monroe Caudle family and for him, who is nearing a time, Lord, when you're going to call him home. So we pray, Lord, for him. And Lord, we pray mostly for the family, as they will be. Lord, if lest you change your mind, he could be called home. But Lord, we pray for the family. Then, Lord, we've asked a special blessing from Pastor Ed, Lord, this morning as he comes before us with the message for today. We pray, Lord, that we'll listen and we'll apply it to our hearts and to our life. Thank you, Lord, for Barber's Grove Baptist Church. We thank you, Lord, for those who are in attendance today that have made it possible that we could stay and stand and be thankful. And Lord, we pray these blessings, Lord, I pray in your name. Amen. Okay, praise team, if you would come. Okay, you got these set up with. Yeah, you do. We're going to do a song called We Are So Blessed, and we definitely believe that. And I want you to listen to the words of this song. We are so, so blessed.
medication for my blood pressure, and it's found a way to make me very, very dizzy. And so I was about to pass out, and you wouldn't want to see that. So I sat down, and so thank you, ladies. God bless you. But I'm going to go sit down here. Okay. The nurses are going to take me away.
Let's take a minute just to pray for Leonard. Father, we lift up our brother Leonard to you right now in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. Father, I pray that you might touch him, that he might feel your strength. Father, I pray that you might bless him with your presence. I pray that you might bring strength back into his body. Wrap your arms around him. May he feel your love. May those that have gone back to help look after him and see about him, Lord, may they know exactly what needs to be done and how to do it. Lord, touch our brother. In Jesus' name, amen. I told several people that I had a sermon already, but about 1 o'clock this morning, I'm sitting in my recliner wide awake and starting to get some new ideas. And I know that they won't be, that they may be a little controversial. But I think they need to be said. And it's not going to be a real sermon. It's going to be just a heart-to-heart talk with you. And a lot of scripture, I hope. We all know the assassination that took place this week. Young man doing what he felt led to do, killed by someone else. We've seen an attempted assassination on Donald Trump. We've seen the death of, or the assassination of a Democratic, I think she was a state legislature, and her husband. And the list goes on and on and on. It's nothing new. I mean, you can go back to Abraham Lincoln and before. John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr. The list goes on and on. But what really now troubles me is that it's not just a lone person with an agenda. It's how much hate I see spread around our nation. Hate on both sides of the fence. And it's almost like, first we shouldn't be surprised, because the Bible tells us that as we get ready and near the second coming of Jesus, there'll be wars, rumors of wars, There'll be people taking offense, and there'll be all kinds of hate and ugliness and disobedience to parents and every kind of turmoil. But the picture I had in my mind was this. You got a hog pen here and a hog pen here, and there's a fence in the middle. And the people on this side are throwing mud at this side, and this people on this side throwing mud on the other side. That's to be expected. But you know what really bothers me? Is that some of those people throwing mud got crosses around their neck, a Bible in their backpack, and a church membership in their billfold next to their driver's license. Folks, New Testament Christianity is a Christianity of love, not of hate. Now, we can be disagreeable. I think about a friend of mine. He irritates me every time we go out to eat because he won't really tip. He's got his reason for it. I think it's a dumb reason, but he's got his reason. He and I disagree some on some Bible doctrines. He's done some things that are unwise, I think, both in his family and in relationship to other believers. But you know what? If he lived in Stanley County instead of 600 miles away, I'd take him out to supper tomorrow night. I don't agree with my friend in a number of areas. But he's still my buddy in Christ. I still love him. And we can disagree without being disagreeable. Or we should be. Now you think about the attitude of Jesus. We're going to look at some bunch of things that Jesus said in a moment. You remember on one occasion, some Samaritan's village didn't want anything to do with Jesus. And of course, James and John go up to Jesus and say, "Hey, can we call down fire from heaven and zap that village?" And Jesus says, "No, I didn't come to destroy, but to save life." You remember when Jesus was arrested? Peter got his sword and went to slashing around, cut off an ear. He was going to take on the whole bunch. And Jesus said, "Put your sword up. Put your sword up." Can we disagree without being disagreeable? Let's look at some scripture. Matthew chapter 5, what we call the Sermon on the Mount. Now, if you don't like these scriptures, you take it up with the Lord. I didn't write them last night. Matthew 5:21. "You have heard that it was stated by them of old time, 'Thou shalt not kill. Whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment.' But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Whosoever shall say to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, 'Thou fool,' shall be in danger of hell fire." Matthew 5:38. "You have heard that it hath been said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say unto you that you resist not evil, but whatsoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also." Verse 43. "You have heard that it hath been said, 'Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy.' But I say unto you," Jesus is talking, this is read in my Bible, "'But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of their Father which is in heaven. For For he's making his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the publicans? Be ye therefore perfect or mature, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Jesus lays down a law of love. A law of love. At the beginning of his ministry. Turn with me over to the Gospel of John. Let's look in chapter 8 of John, verse 44. You are of your father the devil. The lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. Wherever he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Jesus says lying and murder comes from the devil. If you flip over about two more chapters to John 10:10, it says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy, and I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus says, listen, the devil is behind all the stealing and the killing and the hatred and the violence, and we're like him if we participate. And we're like Jesus if we love. We're like Jesus if we love. And then John 15, verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man layeth down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Jesus says, love one another. Another scripture there, he says, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you love one another. Love is not always easy, but love should be our underlying motive. It should be our underlying practice. It should be the driving force in our life to love people. 1 Corinthians 13. And God didn't put this chapter in the Bible just to read at weddings. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long, is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never fails. Whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is part will be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. Now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest is love. love is to be our motivation. Now, when we think about our relationship with others, like my friend, I think he's a great Christian. And usually when he signs off, if we either on the phone or on the text, he'll say, I see you here, there, or in the air. It means I'll either see him at where he lives, 600 miles away. He might come here, or one of these days we'll meet in the air. We might not disagree, we might not agree, but we're brothers. Now, you remember in Matthew 25, Jesus says, "Inasmuch as you've done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me." Remember I read the book many years ago, What Would Jesus Do? The book is titled In His Steps. And then a few years ago, it became a fad, and you'd see these people with the little bracelets with WWJD on them. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Robert's my brother. Would I say anything to him that I wouldn't say to Jesus face to face? Inasmuch as you've done it unto one of the least of these, you've done it to Jesus. So why would I say something ugly to Robert that I wouldn't say if Jesus was standing here? Why would I say something ugly about Robert if I knew Jesus was behind me, listening to what I said? It's one thing for the world to hate, the lost world to hate, the unsaved world on the way to hell hate, and say ugly, nasty things about one another. But we as believers in Jesus ought to have a different attitude. Now, we have to, there are things we stand for. There are lines we don't cross. There are things that we think are reprehensible, disgusting. But I can hate a sin without hating the sinner. Because a lot of times, that sinner doesn't know any better. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes you'll see a five-year-old spouting off some nonsense, and you think, they don't have a clue, but they heard it at home. They heard daddy and mama spouting off about the preacher, about the politician, the president, the governor, or whoever. And they just repeating it. Already ingrained in that five-year-old is hatred, prejudice. And it shouldn't be that way. How does the little chorus go? Little ears are listening. They are. We need to back up as believers and say, now listen, would I say this to Jesus? Would I say this about Jesus? And not get into the mudslinging that we're seeing all around us. Now, you can disagree with me, that's fine. I'm still love you whether you love me or not. But folks, it just breaks my heart to pick up the news and to see people that say, I'm a child of God, and then they spew out of their mouth ungodly stuff. It shouldn't be that way. Jesus, he didn't call down fire from heaven. Jesus, when it came down to, you know, the woman taken in adultery, he said, if you don't have any sin, you'd be the first one to throw a stone. It's interesting. Brenda played. We're the part of the family of God. Another song, we are one in the bond of love. One in the bond of love. They'll know we are Christians by our love. Folks, I encourage you. Be a part of the solution, not add to the problem. You can't stop what others say and do, but you can control your own thoughts, your own words, your own actions. How does the little song go? Your life's a book before their eyes. They're reading it through and through. Say, does it point them to the skies? Do others see Jesus in you? Do others see Jesus? Do others hear Jesus in my words? I know what I believe, and I know what many of you believe. But I know this. I want to live my life in such a way that I'm not throwing mud. Yes, I stand from certain things. But I can be disagree without being disagreeable. I want you to think about it. Pray about it. Anyway, that's what the Lord said to me at 1 o'clock this morning. That we need to be careful as believers to let the light of Jesus shine through us rather than the other way around. Book of Hebrews says, be careful about letting a root of bitterness spring up. And he says, many be defiled. We need to be careful with what we say and what we do because of the influence we have on others. Well, I'm going to stop right here, and here's what I want us to do. I want us to pray for our nation. Can you join me in praying for our nation? Praying that God will bring peace and harmony and not civil war. You know, Jesus quoted in the Old Testament, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. You think about it. Back in the Old Testament days, somebody killed this guy. Well, his brother's going to kill the person that killed him. Well, then his brother's going to kill another brother, and this another brother going to kill a cousin, and the cousin's going to kill an uncle. And that's how feuds got. That was the Old Testament. Back and forth, kill, 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 kill. And Jesus said, no, stop it. Love one another. The Bible says God is love. So if God lives in me, then love's going to live in me. I just need to let it out. Would you just stand and join me in praying for our nation? Father God, I've shared what you gave me to share. And And Father, I want to be a part of the problem, not a part of, I want to be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. Fill my heart with the love of Jesus and let it spill over into the people around me. And Father, I pray that across the United States of America, you will raise up a generation of men and women who love Jesus, who are full of the love of Jesus, and who will let it spill out and touch their hearts and touch the hearts of the people around them. Father, may we drop our stones and our mud. Yes, may we have courage to stand by our convictions. But may we stand by our convictions and still love our brothers who have different convictions. Father, at the foot of the cross, we're all your children. Father, help me to love my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Father, I pray for our nation. I pray, Lord, for your divine intervention, that the hate that we're seeing will begin to dissipate, and that the loving Christ-like spirit might begin to penetrate from the Canadian border to the Mexican border, from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Father, I thank you that you so loved us. May we so love you and so love others. That we be true children of God. Now may the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you, the Lord be gracious to you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen.